Zone.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. By the way, I should mention, it is the live Saturday edition. Those other talk show hosts, they just want to take the weekend off. We're here for you, live for the next 3 hours. So you bring up anything. That's the point of the program. We're going to start things out here with an email tonight, kind of an email that brings up an interesting question about the nature of consent. On this program, we talk about consent a lot. I like the idea of moving towards or evolving towards a society based in consent, based where everyone is consenting with one another instead of this sort of coercive society that we live in, wherein the men and women calling themselves government could give a flip whether or not you consent to what it is they want to do. They've got guns and cages, and they're willing to use them.
And they could really care less if you're, what your elected representatives could really care less what it is you want, as evidenced by last week's bailout.
Yeah. So, but what does it mean to really consent? Well, one of our emailers digs into it, and I think he makes an interesting, or asks some interesting questions here, makes some points. Jim writes in, he says, "One thing that keeps me from screaming at the television, radio, and even my computer is my understanding of the lack, understanding of cults in this country. About 40 years ago, when deprogrammers started forcibly kidnapping children, all of them were hoping one of two things would happen. Either people either needed to understand cults and mind control techniques, or a better and non-coercive system of enabling cult members to begin to think for themselves again would develop, both of which they hoped would suppress the cult growth in America. Fast forward today, and only one of those has happened, and the other has taken a turn for the worse. Americans are less aware of mind control techniques, even though methods of non-coercive exit counseling have been developed. Today, there are about 5,000 documented destructive cults, both religious and non-religious, and about 10 to 15 million cult members in the United States alone." Now, one of our callers, Gene the Christian Anarchist, would make the argument that most people in the United States are members of the cult of government and that they believe in the state, but we'll put that aside. He's talking about cults like Reverend Moon's Unification Church, as well as Scientology, some of the bigger ones, to the smaller groups like Tony Alamo's cult. But what is the difference between a religion, a benign sect with odd beliefs, and a dangerous and destructive cult? A religion is a devotion and or worship to an idea, deity, or other person or object. It's just the belief alone. People who share, you don't have to go to a church to be religious.
Right.
So people who share this belief group together and spread the word of this idea or deity to others, Christianity, Judaism, Hinduism, and the likes. A benign sect is a group of people who has odd but harmless beliefs. Take, for example, the Raelians, who believe that our creator isn't really a deity, but rather an extraterrestrial race. It's as silly as it is harmless. A destructive cult is one who takes either a religion, self-help techniques, or any other idea or belief, and then uses it as a tool for mind control to extract money, praise, free labor, or even sex from its adherents.
Sounds like most religions extracting money.
What do you mean, organized religions?
Organized religion,
right.
Yeah.
It's always coupled with psychological, psychical, not sure what that means, and or sexual abuse. Because of America's protection of free speech and freedom of religion, a lot of the abuses of these groups are not just overlooked, but ignored. People think that cult members are stupid or weak-minded, and that they deserve what's coming to them. Even though all cult experts agree that the average cult member is of higher intelligence than the average Joe off the street. Now, how is that possible? How can a smart, intelligent person end up joining a group like Heaven's Gate? You remember those guys, right?
That's the ones that killed themselves to get on the comet?
Yeah, it was coming by at a certain time, and they figured they
don't know how that works.
Mass suicide. But
I
don't know.
If you can kill yourself and get on a comet, why do you have to wait to a particular time to do it?
Maybe your soul can only fly so far?
Apparently.
I don't know. Anyway, one of the early masters of hypnosis said that the one factor that determines susceptibility to hypnosis was intelligence, because intelligent people can control their minds better. Now you're thinking, hypnosis? While the thought of a pocket watch swaying back and forth from a bearded man, or perhaps one of the silly stage hypnosis shows we've all seen on TV time and time again, enters our heads, these cliche and obviously stereotypical perceptions of hypnosis are painfully inaccurate. To achieve a true trance state, one could engage such activities as dancing, chanting, meditating, drumming, extended prayer, jumping in place, even a blissful interaction with other cult members. Restricted diet, sleep deprivation, love bombing, and combination of these can render any intelligent person unable to conduct critical thought.
What the hell is love bombing?
You should look it up. I don't know. These things on their own are fine in most circumstances, but in this case are used to control people's minds. In this lowered state of awareness, one is more susceptible to suggestion, which a destructive group can use to implant phobias, thought-stopping techniques, to dealing with criticism, suggested hallucinations, and a split personality composed of nothing but doctrine. Now, I'm not saying that I support all government actions, and this is Jim writing this, it's an email. Jim says, I'm not saying I support all government actions when it comes to cults. The taking away of the children in this and the FLDS case is a mistake, because now that these leaders are gone, we can expect one thing to happen right away, and that is that the child, preteen, sexual, teen sexual abuse to stop. The tragedy in Waco could have been avoided had government paid any kind of attention to their doctrines about Armageddon. To say that government coming in to stop such abuses is always bad is a gross generalization. I think the best disinfectant to cults is sunlight. Exposing how cults work and how group mind control works and how to spot it and avoid it are the best ways to combat cults, period. However, with our exploitable court systems, it's hard to get any information out without being sued for slander, and for the most part, the media in this country turns a blind eye to cult mind control until it's too late. Now, when he's talking about the suing going on, he's referring to cults like Scientology, where if you reveal too much about Scientology or you trash on them too much, they're going to notice you. And Scientology has a lot of money that they're willing to pay very high-priced lawyers in order to go out and shut you down if you're going after them, which is why we had a call, I think, a week ago from the Anonymous guys, which are this group of internet activists, basically, hackers, I don't know what you want to call them, that are out there protesting Scientology whilst wearing masks and things like that in order to obscure who they are, because these people know how to use the court systems to suppress information getting out about them. Anyway, Jim continues. He says, for example, the 39 suicides in the Heaven's Gate cult, the almost 1,000 murders and suicide in Jonestown, and pedophilia in the Children of God, a.k.a. the Family International. To put it in another view, if you are under mind control of a megalomaniac preacher who has a taste in 11 to 16-year-old girls, and who you believe that by you not giving your 12-year-old daughter to be his sexual toy in fear of being excommunicated from everyone you know, alienated from the group, and make so many decisions for you to the point that you've forgotten how to make your own decisions and cast into hell for eternity, is it really consent, or is that coercion? And if it's neither of those, then what is it?
Well, I think that many people feel that if they don't do certain all kinds of certain acts, that in fact you'll be cast into hell and you know, be excommunicated from the group. Try to hang out at a church without accepting Jesus as your personal savior. Mm-hmm. That's not going to go real well. So I mean, you know, how far does this all go?
I just throw the question out there. I'd like to hear from you at 800-259-9231. Is it consent or is it coercion? I still believe that it's consent because, well, they don't know anything else. I understand where somebody would be coming from to say, well, these people deserve better. You know, they deserve the opportunity to experience the rest of the world. It's like living in Pleasantville or the Truman Show, where mm-hmm. these people have been inculcated their entire lives to believe that if there is something else out there, you don't want to see it because it's, you know, the devil's work or whatever. For whatever reason, you can't leave this particular area or terrible things will happen to you. And it's brainwashing, most certainly. It's sad, definitely. But is it coercive?
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, I don't think any more than the mech on Papua New Guinea, these tribal people, are being coerced into staying in their tribal world. I mean, they could come to America and, you know, enjoy all the great things that we have here, but they really do choose to stay there with the people they know and the lifestyle that they know, and they're going to die young, and they're going to experience diseases, and they're going to believe that evil spirits control their lives and all this other stuff. So, no, it's choice as far as I can tell.
Yeah, I think that when you see these situations like the FLDS, and he's specifically talking about sort of the sexual weird, bizarre sexual situations that some of these cults are into. When you see that stuff going on, you think, oh, that's so awful. I wish something could be done. And so what we see is the government goes in with guns, and it just completely destroys these people's lives. What they had thought was a normal life was completely turned upside down. Would love your thoughts on this. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you in the game? Your business has a website, but you could be losing a fortune in lost sales. Don't believe me? Try this test. Search for your product or service on Google, MSN, or Yahoo. If your website isn't listed in the top 10, you're not even on the field. People are searching for your product every day. Making sure they find your website before they find your competitor requires the skill of professionals like SEOP. If you've talked to so-called internet experts and you're skeptical, find out how businesses from Fortune 100s to startups drive more internet sales and higher profits thanks to SEOP. SEOP will drive customers to your website at a cost you can afford and get your website ranked in the top 10 on search engines guaranteed. Or they'll keep working until you get there at no cost.
Call SEOP now to learn more. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520.
Do you want to pay for the government bailout of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac? You may have no choice. Obviously, taxpayers are on the hook for over $6 trillion. That's right, $1 trillion in mortgages held by these two corporations. The part that most people don't realize is that this bailout can have significant adverse effects on their 401ks and IRAs. Unless you're planning to help pay for this bailout with your personal retirement funds, you need to act now. The solution is to fund a self-directed IRA with gold and silver. Put your retirement money beyond the reach of government financiers today by calling 1-866-323-5665. SafeGrow IRAs are just a phone call away. That's 1-866-323-5665. Mike or Jim at Midas Resources can help you protect your retirement nest egg. Get informed and ask for our free report on the unseen fallout of the Fannie Freddie rescue. Call 1-866-323-5665.
Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels, something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms, or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors, or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield green drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition, and you can bring up anything if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it is Ian here with you.
And Mark,
you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site totally free, including archives. So if you miss a moment of the show, just go to the front page, freetalklive.com, click and download. They go back for an entire year. So enjoy all that on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And that is something that you'll want to do if you're one of our listeners only getting the Saturday show, as our brand new listeners are getting in Charlottesville, Virginia. News Talk 1260 AM and 94.1 FM WCHV.
Well, hello to WCHV.
On board for the first time tonight. So welcome aboard. It's a show that, as you might have determined already, is that's a little bit different from what you will normally hear on talk radio. I mean, number one, we're live on Saturday nights. Pretty unusual.
Number two, we don't espouse Republican or Democrat views.
Yes. So if you're confused, stick with us. You'll figure it all out eventually. The number here is 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. It's the first most important point you need to know about Free Talk Live. So anything goes here. But I started the show out asking a question. We had an email come in from Jim talking about how he's concerned with a lot of the cult activity that's going on in this country, specifically the weird sexual stuff, like the FLDS, Tony Alamo Church was recently busted. Strong City, another one. There's just been a handful of churches that have been raided over the past year. Children have been separated from families. Lives have been turned upside down. And the emailer was asking, well, is this brainwashing? Is that coercive? Or is it consent-based? And I don't think that there's coercion involved unless the person is being forced to stay in the little cult location against his will. If you can't leave, then you've got a situation involving coercion.
Right, that's kidnapping, or another term they use is white slavery, which is a bigoted term as far as I can tell.
But if you can walk out that front door any old time you want to and leave the cult, then you've got a sick situation. You've got a weird and unusual situation. You've got a disturbing situation, but you don't have a coercive situation. And if you've got feelings on this issue, 800-259-9231. Also, another question to ask is, what are some of the solutions that we could see to help people that are in these cult situations absent this government violent solution? Because, of course, all the government knows is violence for the most part, right? That's what government does best. They don't do anything very well, but the one thing they do pretty well is to destroy lives and use violence in order to do that. And that's what we
saw
them do.
They have a monopoly privilege on violence in the society.
Right.
You can't go and force people to do things, however the government can.
So that's what we saw them do in the FLDS situation or Strong City. They come in there, the men with the guns, just terrorize people. They steal children from families. Now, I understand that their position is going to be, well, these people are sick. And maybe they are.
Well, their position was that somebody had reported a rape in there. In fact, it turned out to be a prank call.
Well, maybe they're just, yes, I understand that, Mark, but they were just looking for an excuse to go in. They were waiting for an excuse to go in and do something to these people. And so their position might be, well, they're different. And they do things that are gross or whatever, but they are different.
They do lots of different things that are gross all over the world.
Yes.
And we don't invade countries based on that.
I agree with you. But apparently because these people are located within a specific geographical region, somehow them being different becomes a crime. Them being different is a problem. Look, if you've got a problem with what these folks are doing, why can't you be more creative than going in with armed men with guns? How about trying to do outreach to these people? How about trying to get a message to them, trying to rescue them intellectually instead of by force? Because what we ended up seeing was that the cops going into the FLDS situation down there in Texas earlier this year actually really just kind of filled in the story for these people. They had been told that the outside world was, satanic and evil. And that these things...
Those people are bad out there and they want to hurt you.
Right. And then what do? Men come in, hurt their families, and steal kids from their parents. So who looks like the evil people? Looks like the government to me, from their perspective. I mean, it looks like it to me anyway, but from their perspective, it's definitely the government.
And the problem with giving the government the monopoly privilege on force is it seems that many organizations like the Health and Human Services and those kind, the family organizations in each state, that they're a little too quick to use it.
Yeah,
it seems like a lot of people are hurt by this. I'm not saying they don't help people, but maybe there's a better way than kidnapping kids and separating them from their parents, and I don't know. It's a mess.
If you get all...
I mean, I understand break a few eggs to make some omelets, but damn, how many eggs do we have to break?
Well, again, yeah, where do you draw the line? How different does someone's lifestyle have to be before you bring out the men with guns to intervene? I don't think it's ever appropriate to do something like that. I think that you might be able to do something on an individual basis, try to rescue some kids, but then you're putting yourself up for a lawsuit liability if you were to take your own action in a situation like that. So that's why I'm just asking you, you know, what are some other options besides sending in men with guns here to help these people out? Because that did not help anything. It didn't help anything. It just hurt people. So can we get more creative? 1-800-259-9231. We go to your phone calls about whatever you want. Start with Jim listening in Florida, the WFTL. Hello, Jim.
Hello.
Hey, Jim.
Hello, how
are
you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Yes, yeah, sir. There was I read some stuff about some cults, and there was a comment that, as I recall, the people who get in cults, sometimes people lose the ability to reason and understand right between right and wrong. And there's an organization called Landmark Education that has been labeled a cult and actually declared illegal in France. I wonder if you know anything about that organization.
I've taken the Landmark Forum. I've taken the advanced course. I took the Introduction to Leaders program.
I happen to believe that Landmark is a cult.
Well, that's because you're an idiot.
Well, they use some brainwashing techniques, Mark. I mean, it's quite clear.
They have no religious figure.
You don't have to be. It doesn't have to be religious in order to be a cult.
The Boy Scouts is a cult, you moron.
It might very well be a cult. I'm not sure. Well, I haven't researched it too heavily.
Well, any organization is a cult, as far by your definition.
You know, it's interesting that you happen to bring that up, Jim, because we spent an entire 3-hour episode of this program. It's very unusual to even stay on one topic for more than 15 or 30 minutes on this show, but we actually ended up spending a 3-hour episode talking about Landmark. I don't know how long, it was like a couple years ago. And of course, Mark, you were getting very upset, and things were getting very heated in the studio here. But do you know anything about it, or were you just asking us?
Well, no, I have a family member who got involved in it, and she's moved up in the organization, and now she's got my sisters and nieces and nephews and everybody else getting involved in it, and it's a little bit alarming to me because I don't know. It seems like an empty promise and a lot of inward selfish thinking, and there's not really a whole lot of thinking into the world. It's more about just how to self-actualize, but not really produce anything or give anything other than just to the organization. And that sounds, just sounds a little bit fishy to me. I was just kind of curious what you knew. I missed the show. I would have enjoyed it.
What I would recommend that you do is there's a French documentary out there, and as I was mentioning earlier, Scientology tries to crack down on people that expose them. Similarly, the Landmark cult also cracks down on people that attempt to expose them. And there's a French documentary floating around on the internet out there that you should look for.
What you should do is you should take the forum before you make all these, you know, jump to all these conclusions. Take the forum. They have a money back
guarantee.
Before
you go to their forum,
if you don't like it, you can get your money back.
Before you do that, go and watch the French documentary. It'll really open your eyes about what those folks are all about at Landmark.
Watch the Omen 2. It's scary.
More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. You sound like a cult member again, Mark.
You sound like an idiot.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org today.
Gee, honey, those new shoes look great on you.
And look, they show off my new toenails, too.
New toenails? What happened to the old ones?
Well, they're not really new, just clear and healthy looking. Remember how embarrassed I was? They were so discolored, really awful looking.
Well, they sure look clear now. I wish I could wear sandals again. My toenails are a disaster. Look, this one looks white and that one's thick and yellow.
Here's my secret. Nonex Nail Gel. It clears out yellowing keratin debris, the cause of nail discoloration.
So that's it. I've got ugly keratin debris build up under my nails.
And Nonex Nail Gel gets rid of it. You'll need to use it daily, but clear nails are worth it.
You bet. When we go to the beach next summer, my toenails are going to look just as good as yours do.
Thanks to Nonex Nail Gel.
Nonex Nail Gel for clear, healthy-looking nails. Now at Walgreens, Rite Aid, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Target, and other fine pharmacies and mass retailers. In the foot care section.
Flu and cold season are almost here. I watch as many rush to inject themselves with a magic potion of drugs to prevent sickness, never knowing what's in the needle. Now that's a form of trust I don't have. What's my choice? Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea cleanses the body from chemicals, toxins, parasites, and more. And the ingredients are written on the package. It's all natural, it's safe, and of course, it works. My name is Ronnie McMullen, host of the national talk show program, The Prophetic Watch. I wouldn't put my name and approval on this product if it didn't work. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Operators are waiting. Take charge of your life. GetTheTea.com.
Is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition, and you can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site totally free, so enjoy those on us. Including the updates. You get signed up, we'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, just head over to updates.freetalklive.com and get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. The calls are all over the map. You are on hold. We will get to you. Just wanted to let people know we were just talking about cults. The landmark people came up. You, Mark, claim they are not a cult. Of course, you were a member of Landmark for a while.
There's no membership.
And you've gone to several of their, what do you call them? What are they?
Classes?
Educational classes.
Right.
You've gone to several of those things. I did look up the name of the documentary I was referring to. It's called Inside Landmark Forum. However, finding it, you'll probably find it if you Google it, but it's hard to find it on things like YouTube and Google Video because Landmark has sued everywhere they possibly could to get this particular video taken down.
Now, I suppose they assume it's, you know, I would assume that they consider it slanderous.
Whatever, Mark. It's video footage from their actual, actual thing that they did over in France from one of their seminars. And so you have to ask yourself, even if they aren't a cult, even if it turns out, even if you think that they're not a cult, as you don't.
They're just an organization.
Right. They're just an organization. Anyway, even if that's what you think, they're a really slimy organization to go about trying to suppress others who are trying to speak out about their thoughts about this particular organization. Whenever somebody trashes on Free Talk Live, we don't sue them because of it.
When it comes to Free Talk Live, any kind of publicity is good publicity. For different companies, different things, different situations.
I can't believe you're making excuses for this, Mark. It's America. You should have the freedom to speak out against organizations you disagree with. You should have the ability to make documentary films. There's nobody lying about anything
in
that documentary.
How do you know? Have you ever taken the forum?
I've seen the documentary. I've seen the inside footage from the forum, and they have experts that they've brought on the documentary to talk about it. So that's people can have opinions in this country.
I agree.
But Landmark Forum apparently disagrees, and they'll sue anybody that tries to expose what goes on inside their closed doors.
The court system would go for that, stopping people's opinions. I think that they would likely.
Well, you go talk to Google Video and YouTube and ask them why they took down those videos, because they were scared of a lawsuit. We continue with your phone calls about whatever you want. It's Nettie, because ladies come first, listening to WVTS in West Virginia. Hello, Nettie.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I heard y'all talking about, the child services and stuff like that.
Yes.
Well, basically, here in West Virginia, I turn around and I had my ex went to court just about a year ago and lied and told them that I was doing drugs. Now, I work as a security officer, and every month we have to have a drug test.
Mm.
And I have never failed one. It was never investigated, never proven, but the court gave them my children.
Wow.
Then turn around, just this month, I was up in another county fighting that they had beat my children with a belt, black and blue, until it was purple.
Who had done that? The bureaucrats?
The dad and the stepmom.
Wow.
And they just turned around just now, gave them back custody this Thursday.
It's crazy.
That's amazing. Normally, you don't hear about it working in that direction. Normally, it's the male or the father that ends up being victimized by the system. Does he have friends in government? Why do you think that he was able to pull this off?
No, he don't. He's just a lower class piece of trash, in my opinion. But he turned around, and my little girl looked at me and told me, "Mommy, that Daddy told the stepmom to take a break while she was beating my children."
And were you able to get the your daughter to testify in your favor?
They wouldn't let her because she was only 9 years old.
See, this is nonsense, in my opinion. I believe that young people can absolutely make decisions for their lives. They can certainly make the decision as to which of their parents they would prefer to be spending their time with. And
well,
if your little 9-year-old wants to spend their life with you, it should be up to them, not some arbitrary judge wearing, some man wearing a dress sitting up on a podium.
Well, here's another thing. My son said that he's only 10 years old. My son said if they sent him back to that home, and even I went to court to get an injunction to stop them from sending him to the kids to that house, and they wouldn't give it to me. They turn around, but my 10-year-old son had threatened that if he was sent back to that home, that he would go in the bathroom and kill himself, and nobody's listened to it.
Wow. Yeah, well, this is such a typical story. These government bureaucrats coming in and ruining people's lives, whether it be a couple that is broken up or whether it be a nosy, busybody neighbor wanting to get involved in their neighbor's lives. It seems like all it takes in many places is just one phone call, and then you've got a bureaucrat knocking on your front door backed up by state police or local cops, and then they come in and steal your kids from you. And I'm so sorry this has happened to you. Do you feel like there's any chance that you could possibly win in the long run, or
my problem is I've even went down here in West Virginia for legal aid to help me to get a lawyer. I've been fighting for a year by myself because legal aid will not give me an attorney.
Mm.
I wish you the best of luck, and I thank you for the call tonight.
Unfortunately, the court system, and I don't know about her husband, but unfortunately the court system does seem to work best for those who have the most money.
It is true, and what is a woman in a position like Nettie do? What do? You've got all these men with guns telling you, you can't have your kids. Your kids are saying they're going to kill themselves. Your kids are saying they're being abused. Your kids are wanting to get out. What do you do? Do you try to abduct your own children and go on the run? What kind of a life is that?
It's not going to be good.
No, especially if the cops catch up to you at some point. Then you're going to be taken. They're going to be taken away from you again. You're going to be thrown in a jail cell. How frustrating must that be? I mean, Mark, as a new father, your son's only about 5 months old at this point, I think.
Six and a half.
Six months. This must be... I mean, you've got a good relationship with your wife, and that's good, but can you imagine being put in a position like that?
Nope. Most important thing to me on the planet.
Right. You'd go crazy. I mean, you'd go nuts. Because if that's the most important thing to you on the planet, then everything else is secondary.
It's less important.
Right. Everything else is secondary. You'll obsess over it. And there's nothing you can do. You can't do anything. I would love to hear from some people with maybe some ideas for Nettie because... You know, I've never been in the situation. All I do is take the phone calls and try to empathize with people.
Yeah.
Because it's just awful. And this is what people want government around to do? This is what government is supposed to be for? To separate people from their children? Separate children from the parents they would prefer to be with? Shouldn't the kids' opinion be a factor in these cases, if not the most important factor?
Well, I think that the kids' opinion should be a factor. However, I don't think that the kids should be able to bebop back and forth and use parents to get what they want. And I think that certainly has happened in the past. I don't know how many, you know, times out of ten that is the case. But I don't think that a kid should be able to go boing, 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 boing.
Well, I mean, if parents want to allow themselves to be taken advantage of, then that's one thing. But if you've got two parents and a kid's trying to take advantage of them, I'm sure they could come to some agreement where, hey, you know, don't keep giving the kid what he's demanding.
Yeah.
Or I'm not taking him back next time. Anyway, let's continue with your phone calls about whatever you want.
Pretty soon you got a parent who's promising, we're going to go live at Disney World. Come on.
Hank is listening to WFTL in Florida. Hank, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing, guys? I wanted to talk about the elimination of all government, but I'll throw in a theme on the cult as well. I think that the biggest cult is probably the belief in the nation state.
Yes, I agree.
And I think because a government is a monopoly, the only cults that they will tolerate would be a state-sponsored cult, just like the only religion they'll tolerate is a state-sponsored religion.
And actually, they'll throw your kids in jail if you don't go to the state-sponsored cult schools.
The indoctrination centers, indeed. I know you have more. Hang on, Hank. We're going to bring you back, and we'll take your calls as well about whatever you want. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 800-259-9231. Since you mentioned the government indoctrination centers, you've actually got a, since we were talking about weird sex stuff, you've got a related story coming up, Mark. We'll get to that and take your calls about whatever you want. It's the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the privacy of your email messages? Andre Picard, author of the Computer Privacy Handbook, says that normal email has become the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Email may feel like a private one-to-one conversation, but in truth, it's about as confidential as whispering through a megaphone. When messages leave your company's email system, they become vulnerable to unscrupulous third parties who harvest private data for advertising. Also, if you're someone's boss, consider this little fact. In a recent survey, over 35% of IT professionals in charge of business email systems admitted to snooping through the boss's email. Your email no longer has to be exposed to such risks. Now there's PrivacyHarbor.com, an innovative new secure email solution utilizing some of the same reliable technology used in online banking. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism comes a story about two people who are faced with the challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
Her face was every face I've ever known.
your face was my own face.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines, domestic spying, wiretapping, government shipping, and more.
The enemy of my enemy is my ally.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95.
People should look one another in the eye before they go killing for causes.
That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. Because in this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photo blocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photo blocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photo blocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to sprayyourplate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are totally free, so enjoy those. And if you like the show and would like to help support Free Talk Live, then you may shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter the amazon.freetalklive.com through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase, so start your shopping there. 41-plus categories in which to shop, used items and new. Whatever you order, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Start at amazon.freetalklive.com.
Lose weight the easy way with Dex-C20. I've been taking Dex-C20 for a couple of months now. The pounds keep coming off. I can actually fit in my pants these days. It's Dex-C20. It doesn't give you those weird, jittery feelings that most diet pills do. You can get a bottle today at Walgreens, CVS, GNC, or you can go to diet.freetalklive.com.
As we continue with your phone calls, Hank is still on the line listening to WFTL in Florida. Hank, you're back. What was on your mind tonight, sir? Go ahead.
Yes, I wanted to say that I believe in the complete elimination of all government. I think the founding fathers proved that it was a failed experiment to believe that you could keep government small and limited through a system of checks and balances.
Sure enough.
They put some of the most powerful checks and balances you could on government, yet within 75 years, Lincoln and the liberal radicals had completely destroyed all checks.
What were these checks, these powerful checks and balances that they put on the government?
Well, one was supposedly the only way that you could raise revenue through government was through a tariff tax. All direct taxation is unconstitutional. But once you grant government authority over you to do anything, their power will grow.
They created the amendment process, and the government, whether you believe the 16th Amendment or not, was legally passed. It was passed. It did make it through. So, that's the way the Constitution was written. I think that the Constitution was essentially the first try at a republic, or at least in modern times. And
it was actually the second.
What was the second?
I had wanted to mention about 10 years ago. A lot of libertarians had gotten excited because with the advent of the Internet, they said, okay, the old criticism of the Articles of Confederation, which was our first Constitution, was that it was impractical because of the distances. You couldn't have a decentralized government. Now with the Internet, people would say, okay, we volunteer $500 billion in taxes a year. Each individual could go on the Internet and say, here's how I want my portion of the tax money spent. But the mistake, I think the libertarians' mistake they made, the reason we had an Article of Confederation is because the radical liberals during the Revolutionary War were moving towards the elimination of all government, and they had gotten local control, local power. And the aristocrats, the conservatives, they said we have to have a federal government to keep a check over these radicals who are not going to pay taxes to a central authority, so they established the Articles of Confederation. Then after the War of Independence, they decided that was too weak. We need even a stronger central government. So George Washington and Alexander Hamilton, they created the Constitution as we know it. And that's why
the Constitution was written by James Madison.
Well, Madison, too, who was a liberal. But the completion of the Constitution, in my opinion, was not the culmination of the ideals of the War of Independence, but actually the end of our liberties.
I don't disagree with this. But the point I'm trying to make is that the Constitution doesn't have really that great of a check and balance system. It doesn't have any punishments for people who violate it, the highest law on the land. And it was the second try at a republic. And the fact is, Edison tried 2,000 things before he came up with a light bulb.
Are you telling me, Mark, that we should just keep giving this a try over and over again? I thought you'd move beyond the whole federal government idea. I thought you were in favor of secession.
I am in favor of secession, but I aren't the Articles of Confederation basically, just a confederacy of 13 countries?
Honestly, I haven't read them, so I couldn't tell you.
That's essentially
Mark,
what it was.
Have you ever heard of the Puritan Anne Hutchinson?
No.
She, the Puritans established religion in Massachusetts Bay Colony, got too oppressive. A handful of Puritans led by Roger Williams started their own colony in Rhode Island.
Yeah.
Anne Hutchinson was oppressed by Roger Williams in the government, even though he was a professed libertarian. She realized that even when you take a full-fledged libertarian and give them control of the government, ambition and power goes to their head, and they start becoming tyrannical. I believe she was the first American to come to the conclusion that you have to eliminate all government totally. You cannot keep it small and limited.
Yeah, of course, when you think about it, it really makes sense. If you want to give men who are fallible, you want to give them power over other men, you want to grant them this authority to lord over others with threats of violence, inevitably the men that are attracted to those sorts of roles are going to be the one that relish that position the most, the ones that want that power, the ones that are attracted to it. They're this power seekers. And so, yeah, there might be the occasional Ron Paul that might slip through the cracks and manage to get through, but look at Washington, D.C. as a perfect example of for the most part, 99% of those people up there are sick power freaks. They may have the best of intentions. Their intentions may be to mold the rest of the country in the way they think would be the best way, but
Hitler thought the world would be best if we eliminated all the Jews. So,
right,
that doesn't make him any less sick and any less tyrannical.
There may have been some of the founding fathers who had really good intentions and who liked the idea of individual liberty, and they might have believed that they could have put the right amount of checks and balances in. And Mark may believe that if you put in more serious punishment for people doing naughty things in government, that that'll rein them in. But it doesn't seem to really matter at any level, state, local, federal, even in a neighborhood association. The people who are at the top they lord power over others, and they will just dodge all the rules. They'll find whatever loopholes they possibly can, or they'll just ignore them completely and use their men with guns to protect them every single time.
No matter where you are. The government has a monopoly over violence, and they have a monopoly over the military. If you eliminate all government, you eliminate all power and coercion. Karl Marx believed that all government was basically the executive committees of the ruling classes.
You don't eliminate coercion when you eliminate government. There'll still be stronger men lording over weaker men.
There will still be criminals. There will still be common criminals, but at least they won't have legitimacy. At least they won't have indoctrination camps turning out brainwashed masses to believe that the men with the guns and badges are the good guys, when in point of fact, they're really not that much different from any other criminal gang. It's just that they've got these courts, and they have these booths with buttons in them that you're allowed to walk into once every 2 or 4 years, and you can press a few buttons or check a few boxes, and for whatever reason, all of that window dressing manages to distract the sheeple, for lack of a better term, from really realizing the wool that's been pulled over their eyes and realizing the scam that is the state. And I'm glad you called tonight, Hank. Any other thoughts?
I guess the final comment I have is Karl Marx also thought that by eliminating all private property, that you would eliminate all coercion and oppression.
Well, that's pretty. Course, Karl Marx was a madman.
Yeah, he was utopian.
he's nuts. I mean, I thank you for the call.
I believe government. You have to eliminate government. But, it's funny. He also believed that when you have government and the proletariat take over everything, that government would wither away. And his ultimate goal was a society completely without government, which he thought would maximize freedom and liberty.
I don't know. I really have not done that much study on Marx, so I can't comment.
It's essentially true, but communism is this idea that suddenly the state and the people that have power, the educated elite are going to let it go for the people.
Never played out that way. Yeah. Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Usually what ends up happening is, or that we've seen at least, is that the elites will continue to aggregate power for themselves. They'll continue to extract wealth from the rest of society. They'll make themselves nice and comfy while everybody else is standing in bread lines. I mean, if communism works so great, where are the examples? If communism works so great, why isn't North Korea why isn't North Korea prosperous? Why isn't Cuba prosperous? Why aren't communes great places to live?
None of those places are actually communism. I mean, like, you can't find communism any more than
you're talking about pure communism?
Right.
Okay, but they would socialism. Call themselves communist. Okay.
The parties there might call themselves communists. Yeah. However, they'll usually call themselves the People's Democratic Republic of...
Yes. 1-800-259-9231
is the
number.
Which just goes to show you all the great things that democracy brings.
Spring and summer internships in broadcast and print journalism are available by the Institute for Humane Studies. They're looking for good communicators from all majors to place at daily papers and major media outlets for the spring or summer. All positions are paid and include a career workshop as well as opportunities to network. The deadline to apply for an early summer decision is coming up November 1st. So visit libertarianinternships.com for more information. That again, libertarianinternships.com.
Yeah, if you are a college student or know a college student, this is a really great opportunity. There's pay, there's housing expenses are taken care of. Libertarianinternships.com.
Our toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. You can call in, bring up whatever you want. Hour number two is on the way.
This November, support the real libertarian. Support George Phillies for president. George wants Uncle Sam out of your wallet, bedroom, and gun locker. This November, send Henry Paulson and those congressional bailout crooks a message. Vote libertarian. In New Hampshire, vote Phillies for president. Donate at choosegeorge.org. That's choosegeorge.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.